From Focal Point's Courageous Discourse, Beyond the Prescription Pad, Empiric Path to Restoring Your Child's Focus and Calm, by Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH. Some of the most novel approaches are learned from one another at major medical meetings. This year I met Dr. Todd Aborn, ND, CNS, and Alter. I summarized our conversation about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, in this episode of the McCullough Report and Focal Point Substack. Host Dr. Peter McCullough interviewed Dr. Todd A. Born, a naturopathic physician, to discuss alternative, non-pharmacological approaches to managing attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. The conversation centered on the limitations of conventional psychiatric medication and the success of integrated, naturopathic treatment strategies. Dr. Born highlighted that the current approach to ADHD in the conventional medical system is often overly reliant on stimulant medications, which he described as band-aids rather than fixes. These medications, such as methylphenidates and amphetamines, frequently come with significant side effects in children, including suppressed appetite, weight loss, growth inhibition, heart racing, and sleep disruption. Both doctors expressed concern that this approach often leads to a cycle of over-medication, where additional drugs are required to manage the side effects of the stimulants. The pharmaceutical industry maintains a vast array of FDA-approved stimulants and non-stimulants for ADHD, which fall into two primary categories. It is important to remember that these are symptomatic interventions, often carrying significant side effect profiles, and should be approached with extreme caution. These are the most common prescriptions, primarily functioning by increasing levels of dopamine and norepinephrine in the brain. They are categorized as controlled substances due to their high potential for abuse and dependency. Amphetamine-based products. These include common brands such as Adderall, Vyvanse, Lisdex, amphetamine, dexedrine, and Zelstrom, a transdermal patch. Methylphenidate-based products. This category includes well-known names like Ritalin, Concerta, Daytrona, patch, and Focalin. Often marketed as alternatives when stimulants are not tolerated or have failed, these typically act on different neurotransmitter pathways. Atomoxetine Stratera, a selective norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor. Alpha-2 adrenergic agonists. These include Intuniv guanfacine and capeclonidine, which are often prescribed for children who experience excessive hyperactivity or aggression. Viloxazine Qelbree, a more recent addition to the market approved for pediatric and adult ADHD. The discussion touched upon the environmental and cultural shifts contributing to the rise of ADHD. Dr. Born and Dr. McCullough noted that the modern environment characterized by excessive screen time, instant gratification via social media / YouTube, and a lack of physical play is fundamentally at odds with the natural development of the human mind. They suggested that the velocity of technological change has created an environment that fosters impatience and a diminished attention span, even in very young children. Dr. Born detailed a comprehensive, therapeutic order approach to treatment that prioritizes the least invasive interventions first. Dietary intervention. The foundational step involves removing artificial colors, sweeteners, flavors, and dyes, which Dr. Born noted are strongly linked to exacerbated ADHD behaviors in double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trials. He also highlighted the importance of addressing food sensitivities, particularly dairy and gluten. Nutritional support. Addressing nutrient deficiencies is critical. Born emphasized using high-quality supplements to saturate tissues and fill gaps left by the standard American diet. Gut-brain axis. Recognizing that approximately 70% of neurotransmitters are produced in the gut, he routinely incorporates high-quality, hypoallergenic probiotics into treatment plans. Common deficiencies in ADHD patients include iron, zinc, and omega-3 fatty acids. Dr. Homeopathy. Dr. Born uses constitutional homeopathic medicine to match a patient's specific mental, physical, and emotional symptoms to a remedy, which he argues is often more effective than shotgun over-the-counter preparations. Botanicals. He utilizes nootropic and calming herbs, such as lemon balm, gota cola, and saffron. Specifically, he highlighted a head-to-head trial showing that saffron was as effective as methylphenidate in relieving ADHD symptoms, but with zero side effects. Dr. Born reported a high level of success, asserting that in his clinical practice, he has been able to help virtually all children under the age of 20 with an ADHD diagnosis achieve symptom resolution without the use of stimulant medications. For adults, the process is slower due to established neuronal pathways, but he has successfully helped many reduce their reliance on pharmaceuticals. Both Dr. McCullough and Dr. Bourne concluded that a holistic, naturopathic approach is a safer, more reasonable, and more effective long-term strategy for managing ADHD than the current mainstream reliance on stimulant cocktails. Please subscribe to Focal Points as a paying $5 monthly or founder member so we can continue to bring you the truth. Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH President, McCullough Foundation. Focal Points has partnered with Patriot Mobile to defend your medical freedom. Join Patriot Mobile today. The McCullough Report, April 23, 2026. Transcript, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Todd Bourne on non-pharmacological approaches to ADHD.